With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Even before President Trump opted out of the Paris Climate Agreement, the city of Whitefish was developing its own climate action plan. Nikki Willette has this preview of an open house about that plan coming up tomorrow.
The Whitefish Climate Action Planning Committee started meeting this past January to draft a set of cost-saving and energy use goals and strategies for the city, local schools, and the community. They're holding an open house to answer questions and hear what local residents think is important. Rachel Sussman is the city's sustainability coordinator. She says the eventual draft plan, which the committee hopes to finish this August, goes beyond climate considerations.
There's a financial component that's always present when you're talking about energy and energy use. And then there's also kind of a public health component. If you have healthy buildings, people that work in there are healthier.
The plan will address 9 areas, including transportation, water conservation, and energy use, and set goals and recommendations for improving efficiency and cutting costs. Those goals will be based on an energy audit Sussman conducted last year. The committee is looking to cities like Missoula, Helena, Bozeman, and Red Lodge, which have adopted similar plans. Sussman says some of the goals could be as simple as resealing windows to cut down on heating bills, or as complicated as finding green sources of energy for the city's water treatment plant. The open house will give local residents a chance to weigh in on what they think the plan should cover.
There's so many ways in which this benefits everybody to have as many people involved as possible and to make this as robust a plan as possible.
Wednesday's open house will run from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the new Whitefish City Hall building on the corner of 2nd Street and Baker Avenue. The committee chairman will deliver a brief overview about the committee at 7. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.